This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
About to go around the NFL here. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo of the G-Bag Nation, formerly of the Nosebleed Seats, in for Sean Sharif this week. We got Gaylord Choppy back with us as he had a wonderful three-day weekend.
Yeah, buddy.
Partying. We'll hear more about that weekend coming up a little later on. Peyton Russell in for Troy Hughes. Appreciate you rocking with us on the fan cam via Twitch and YouTube, as well as on the truckwreck.com text line, 877-881-1053. We'll have your headlines for you coming up on the other side. But right now, let's go all the way around the NFL. And my goodness, this story that broke yesterday, Adrian Peterson and Le'Veon Bell have reportedly signed deals for a boxing exhibition in July at Crypto.com Arena in L.A.
Is everyone getting in just going to become a, like, this is everyone's career path? Like, when your career is over, you're just going to box? Like Frank Gore and Darren Williams and now Le'Veon Bell and Adrian Peterson?
Yeah, it's a weird deal. I mean, I kind of like this era that we're moving into here because it does make for, I guess, a little bit of entertainment. Not that I will be paying to watch this, if that's what it's going to take, but we will all get the highlights, especially if there is a Nate Robinson-style KO situation. I'm sure
he's
we can
still,
all...
He's still dead on the canvas.
Yeah, he's still laying right there. They've been working to peel his body off of the mat, and it's, well, it's taken some time. And now we get Le'Veon Bell and Adrian Peterson. I mean, I know Le'Veon Bell ran into probably a bit of a financial snag.
I think
whenever.
Both of them probably are really in need of money. That's why they're doing this.
How in the world is Adrian Peterson in need of money?
Well, Eric, I think we know that he parties hard on his birthday.
Oh, that's a good point. We need to pull up the details of the Adrian Peterson 30th birthday party.
Like
are you
just,
unfamiliar with this?
I feel like you usually just have that on the ready.
I do. I mean,
don't
get me wrong.
I have all my...
There's nothing that I think Eric gets more joy in sharing than how much money Adrian Peterson spent on his birthday party 1 year.
Bro, this is some of the most amazing details ever. It was his 30th birthday, Adrian Peterson. He flew out like hundreds and hundreds of guests on his own dime to a super sick, nasty, nice hotel in Houston, I believe. It was like 300 plus friends and family members. Then they had like this whole like outdoor deal where there's it's like the tarp stuff up top is like the roof. I forget, but it's just like an outdoor setting, and it's like a tent city is what they called it. Ooh. And they had a lemur available for rent and a python.
A lemur.
They draped the python like a scarf over Peterson's shoulders. They imported snake charmers out of Dallas and world-renowned belly dancers from New York. Again, an elaborate tent city, Moroccan couches, velvet drapes, ice sculptures bearing Peterson's initials, imported trees in a throne on which Peterson alone would be allowed to sit, okay? The cake designer baked a royal palace flanked by a fondant camel and elephant. Wale! The rapper agreed to perform. Jamie Foxx was
Wale.
The DJ. And in the final hours before the party, more than 100 workers rushed to set up stripper poles, a hookah bar, and a cigar humidor in a tent called the Man Cave. Mm. Even the porta-johns were over the top with silver sinks and shiny floors. You would have thought you were going to the bathroom at a Ruth's Chris, said one of Adrian Peterson's closest friends, okay? So that is, I mean, they had fire breathers. They had sword swallowers. I think actually Wolchuk was a part of that crew.
Excuse me?
And they rented the camel. I mean, it was just, it was an insane birthday all on the dime of Adrian Peterson. There's photos of him entering the building. Look at this, Chop. riding what? A camel.
That's why he needs to go ahead and fight Lev Bell.
It's like a $12 million birthday
he
party.
He spent all of his money.
The single worst decision, financial decision I've seen in quite some time.
So now you have this exhibition boxing match in July.
You're
we'll
right.
See how it goes.
No, this makes sense.
I support throwing yourself a big, huge birthday party because is that what other people are supposed to do anyway for you?
Other people should do that for
other
you.
Other people should throw you a 30th birthday.
Does Adrian Peterson know that there's no weapons allowed? Like, there's no switches or anything that you can bring?
Well,
into
I just don't know why you had to import.
I knew somebody was going to go there. I thought about
oh,
it.
Yeah. No.
I thought and about I did it, but I thought better.
And to be honest with you, I don't know about you guys, but I have completely blocked out the 2.7 yards per carry that Le'Veon Bell gave the Ravens last year while donning the number 17. I just completely have blocked that out of my memory. My football memory, like when I pull up Pro Football Reference, it doesn't reference that.
No, I think we've already spent way too much time talking about him personally. Now, Warren Sapp, when's the last time he was even brought up? Because he was also...
Sean and I bring him up all the time because he rejected us with great prejudice.
Oh, no.
At the Super Bowl 1 year. We went up to him and said, hey, Warren, talk to us? We'll do an interview here. We're the home of the Cowboys. He goes, the Cowboys? They ain't here. We're like, yeah, we know. He goes, pass.
I don't think he'd do that again.
Yeah, probably not.
I think now he's probably looking for any opportunity.
He's any port in a storm right now.
Right.
Back then, he was the big swinging you-know-what on NFL Network, and now nobody cares about Warren Sapp.
Well, Warren Sapp's back in the news because he was talking about the Raiders' workout with Colin Kaepernick, and this is what he had to say.
I mean, do you see Kaepernick coming back? I mean, he tried out with the Raiders recently, but I heard the tryout wasn't all that great.
I heard it was a disaster. I heard it was one of the worst workouts ever. I'm wondering how the hell this happened and the tape didn't get out, right? I mean, somebody wasn't over the fence or nothing? Come on, man. We live in a world right now where you put a drone up. Hey, it ain't like they can stop you. They ain't going to stop the workout. Talking about there's a drone up here. We don't know who this is. I mean, what? Come on, let's run this. They don't even send them up the ladder anymore. You remember when we used to go out to practice? Send a guy up the thing and he's shooting practice off. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, we just interviewed Josh Norman. He pretty much said, look, you can't sue a company and then go back and try to work for them.
Audio courtesy of Vlad TV, which he was interviewed on.
Vlad Guerrero got his own, like, Oprah-style channel?
No.
Good for him, man.
But, yeah, Warren Sapp really just telling the world we had kind of heard.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Broadus' sources said, yeah, it was a bad workout.
Okay. Because, you know, Ian Rapp said, sounds like it went well and that he impressed the doors open.
Yeah, that's probably because Ian Rapp, haven't we discovered this about our insiders? The game is dirty. They get a text from an agent and then they just copy and paste and send it out.
He gets
so that
Kaepernick
agent says, hey, Ian, it was great work. Yeah. I mean, we crushed it, bro. And then I'll tweet it out 5 seconds later.
Well, speaking of agent, his agent did reach out to Pro Football Talk, Florio, and said, I guess Warren didn't talk to the general manager or the head coach. I spoke with the GM several times that they thought Cap was in great shape, threw the ball really well, and encouraged any team to call about the workout. He would tell them the same. I don't know. I would like to see. Can we see a video of this thing somewhere? I would love to see a video of this.
I would too. A lot of people are alleging on the fan text here, by the way, Choppy, that Warren Sapp was not obliging you on the in-person, face-to-face interview for some type of his personal halitosis issue. Didn't want to put you through that.
Yeah,
he's got some bad breath.
Allegedly,
I could see it.
You know, bad breath or BO, which one would you rather have? Chronic, all day. All day.
Like what I personally rather have or deal with from somebody else.
Both, either one. You get to have one or the other, or you have to deal with one or the other.
I think
your lady's got one or the other.
Oh, if it's my lady, it's a tough deal because I have to.
So tough.
Because the breath thing is like I can stay away from you kind of deal. Like a terrible body odor situation is like I can distance myself and still be impacted. But if it's my girl, obviously at some point she's going to expect to get a kiss and that's going to be tough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take option C, which is always a part of these would you rathers, right? Which is just death.
No, you can't.
There's no death. There's no escape route here.
No, there's no escape route. You gotta have one or the other.
Man, if it's my,
I'll take the BO.
Yeah, if it's my lady, I'm gonna go BO.
If it's my lady, I'm going BO as well.
That's a tough call.
100%.
But man, I really don't.
I know. As soon as you say it, you're like, wait, I take that back.
No, I don't like either option, but I'm gonna rock with the BO. Julian Edelman, otherwise known as Edelnut.
I'd like to isolate Walchuk just saying, but I'd like to rock with the BO.
Thank you. He was on the I Am Athlete podcast, and he talked about how he's still scared of Bill Belichick to this day. He was very fond of the Bill Belichick impression, and this is Edelman.
I just saw him recently. I went and I visited the team, and he was like, "Look, like if I have to turn on the f-ing TV and see you doing me every f-ing day, like what are we f-ing doing here? Like that's what he would say to me." And I'm over here, I'm sitting on eggshell. I'm still scared of the guy. I don't even play with him. He's like the emperor or something, you know what I mean? So I walk in and I'm all, "Hey coach, it's all out of love." He goes, "Look, just shut the
So good.
Dude, Edelman does some really, really good impressions. Now, we have another Edelman story about Jimmy G that we'll get to. We'll get to that one a little bit later because we are running out of time here, and I do just want to show the people how good Edelman does. He takes pride in some of these impersonations. He does a really good Belichick, and after the Falcons collapse in the Super Bowl versus the Patriots a few years ago, Edelman got on the SportsCenter set and recounted his time playing with Randy Moss with the Patriots, and this is one of our favorite clips in Nosebleeds history.
"I remember those days. I'll tell you one quick Randy story that he always used to tell me. He goes, 'Edelnut, there are about 14, 15 of you in this league. There's only one Randy Moss, 98 first round. Get to know me.'"
That's strong,
Edelnut.
Right there.
Edelnut.
Edelnut.
Such a stud. There it is, around the NFL here on Sean and RJ. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo in for Sean Sharif. We got RJ, otherwise known as Gaylord Choppy, when we are in. Peyton Russell in for Troy Hughes here on this Tuesday morning. Appreciate you rocking with us. Coming up next, your 7 a.m. headlines, Rangers and Royals from last night. Lots of news in the association. The latest from Brittany Griner and Deshaun Watson, what is going on with him? Plus, do you have any interest in a reunion with this former Cowboy? We'll talk about that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.